The Overloaded Ark by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Genesis 7, chapter 15. A word in advance. This is the chronicle of a six-month collecting trip that my companion and myself made to the great rainforests of the Cameroons in West Africa. Our reasons for going on this trip were twofold. Firstly, we wanted to collect and bring back alive some of the fascinating animals, birds, and reptiles that inhabit this region. Secondly, we had both long cherished a dream to see Africa. Not the white man's Africa with its macadam roads, its cocktail bars, its express trains roaring through a landscape denuded of its flora and fauna by the beneficial influences of civilization. We wanted to see one of those few remaining parts of the continent that had escaped this fate, and remained more or less as it was when Africa was first discovered. This was to be our first collecting trip. John Yellen's interests lay with birds, while mine lay with mammals and reptiles. Together we had planned and financed the trip. For a venture such as this, you need a great deal of capital, as you are not financed by the zoos you collect for. However, they help you in every way they can, and supply you with lists of the specimens they would like from the area you are going to, so you know before you start which animals you particularly want. There has been quite a bit written about the collecting of wild animals, and most of it gives a very untrue picture. You do not spend your time on a trip risking death 20 times a day from hostile tribes or savage animals. On the other hand, you do not sit in a chair all day and let the blacks do all the work for you.